the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror suspect linked to Islamic State. The terror attack in New York on Tuesday quickly became a political issue after President Donald Trump blamed a visa program that he said allowed the suspect Saifullah Saipov into the country and criticized the U.S. justice system.
We also have to come up with punishment that's far quicker and far greater than the punishment these animals are getting right now. Because what we have right now is a joke, and it's a laughingstock.
Those remarks drew criticism from Democrats who said the president was rushing to politicize a tragedy at a time when law enforcement is trying to determine the facts of what happened. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he's asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the president has long championed making and keeping America safe.
This isn't a new policy. This isn't a new position. This isn't a new conversation. The president has been talking about extreme vetting and the need for that for the purpose of protecting the citizens of this country since he was a candidate.
The diversity lottery program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. South Korea's intelligence agency says the North may be preparing to conduct another missile test just days before U.S. President Donald Trump arrives on the divided peninsula. Officials with the National Intelligence Service told lawmakers Thursday it has detected a flurry of activity at North Korea's missile research facilities in the capital of Pyongyang. North Korea has conducted a series of tests on its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in recent years in defiance of international sanctions. This